You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Correct me, Bart. Is it a brick or is it brick out? Help me out with that. I'm a middle-aged white guy just trying to sound cool.
It's tough because I'm from the Midwest. We don't use brick at all.
Not at all.
We say that hawk out there.
All right, Renee is shaking. Renee's shaking his head at me.
It's brick.
It's just brick.
It's brick?
Brick, yeah.
Brick. Okay.
And we say butters, not butters.
See, that's the East Coast.
Well, I can't do the whole butters thing. That would sound weird for me to say, hey, I got my butters on. Have my butters on today, fellas. Like, that's just not going to work.
See, where are you from? We say that hawk's out there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's brick.
It's brick.
It's brick outside.
No, it was brick on the train.
Okay,
platform.
Everybody out there listening, call in and say, what do your city describe?
Yeah, in your area, when it's cold, of course, unless you're in South Florida, then you have no idea what this is about.
Oh, I know you make t-shirts if it's cold there. Oh, we're not cold, but
they're trying so hard.
Do you know how?
Dolphins are trying this is no big deal.
Do you know how soft?
How soft?
You know how soft you got to be. I like that. Let's start there. You know how soft?
How soft?
You know how soft you got to be to take to have your equipment managers take heaters on the road to California? They had to put that under the plane and take them out. 55. You're running with clothes on and long sleeves in 55 degree weather. You know how soft?
How soft,
bro? Vince Lombardi got up and said, what the hell are we doing out here?
What the hell are we doing out there? Yeah, that's like, literally what he said.
It's volleyball players that play beach volleyball in 55 degree or better weather with shorts on.
It's true.
To wear a t-shirt and say, we're not cold.
No, I wish it was colder. I wish it was a little bit colder. When do we do that? So how about I love the story, though, that Tua tells about how I guess he had a bad game at Tennessee, and it was, you know, cold, a little bit snowy in Tennessee.
Tennessee cold.
And in the offseason, he goes to where his brother's in Maryland.
Below the Mason-Dixon line.
And it was like 27 degrees that day, and there was snow on the ground. And I was throwing around pretty good that day, so I felt like I can handle this. And it's like, seriously? Like, I'm out on this, like, having fun on a field, nothing. You know, he's probably got like
Triple Fat Goose on and Scully on. Like, bro, come on, man.
Not getting hit.
Like,
he's really trying hard to convince
you
himself.
You had a heater. And then he's like, oh, it's all mental. It's not mental. It's physical. When it's cold.
Yeah.
And the rubber pellets. And the Bills have very short turf.
Yeah, you talked about this on Get Up this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
What's supposed to be the soil is ground up rubber.
Yes, little rubber pellets.
What happens
that fill into actual grass, the fake grass?
What happens to rubber when it gets cold?
It hardens
and it gets stuck and it becomes like gravel.
Yes,
and you fall on it. It feels like you're falling on rocks.
Phrasing.
Well,
so then what happens is that's what your cleats are supposed to dig into to give you traction, but they're frozen into bigger pieces. So now they come up and it's slick spots. So you see people like that bend corners or run short routes.
Slip.
You slip. And you have to be very cognizant of the way you step and the way you break down to come back.
Do you wear like shorter?
You wear
your cleats. Are they?
A lot of people wear turf shoes.
Really? Okay.
A lot of people wear actual turf shoes. Like, you wearing turf shoes outside? Yes. And then like the linemen, they might wear molds. Because they want a little bit of traction, but the molds are wider, but they're still like rubber.
Yeah, you want leverage.
And then some of the position players will go with short studs. If you go with long studs, it's just going to make you slip out even more. So that's all things that you have to figure out while you're playing. That's why Rex, when you go somewhere like that, like, make sure you pack all your shoes. Make sure you figure it out in warm-ups. He has no clue if he thinks he's just going to come up here and he's just going to be, you know, everything is hunky-dory.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Let me know that you ain't never played in cold weather by saying a statement that it's all mental. It's literally physical.
And we're going to have Dan Graziano in here at the bottom of the hour. And Dan talked on Get Up with you guys as well about a conversation he had with Josh Allen that was a completely different perspective. Josh Allen, who played at Wyoming. And actually plays in Buffalo. Like,
so he would know.
He kind of has this will be great. I can't wait to talk to Dan about that. But we also can't wait to talk to you. So we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Today we're into the semifinals also of our Barton Hahn Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza presented by
no one.
Still no one. Okay. That's a shame. We still have one more day. Maybe we'll get a sponsor. So we are into the semifinals. The matchups today, I mean, these are going to be tough. We are allowing, though, since we discussed this after the show yesterday, that tomorrow in the championship round, you never know. It could be a surprise. It could be somebody that just all of a sudden runs out of the tunnel and jumps onto the mat.
So you're saying we're pulling out the Chica up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select,
I'm just
start.
Saying you never know. So you just always got to be ready. So the contestants here in the semifinals today, you know, just you got to stay sharp. That's all I'm saying. So we have our songs to get to. We'll do them before the end of this segment, so you have the whole show to vote. What do you think? That's not a good idea, everybody? Okay, we'll do it that way. But right now we have calls to get to at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jeremy is in the Bronx. How do we say it's cold out, Jeremy?
There's two ways. When it's around 30 degrees, you say it's brick.
Brick.
When it's under anything under 20, it's mad brick.
mad brick, son.
It's mad brick, son. I got it. So now it's brick or it's mad brick.
Ah,
I like it.
I concur with that.
I needed that. See, I could say that. I can't do the
Why didn't you explain that?
Yeah, that would have been nice to know.
Clarification.
Roy in the truck. Teach us, Roy.
Hey, man, look, I'm old school, man. We used to say up there in Michigan, man, Hawk is kicking today.
Yep, Hawk is kicking today. That's what I said.
That's right.
Hawk, bam! You walk out there, can't breathe.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. We ain't having it. Hey, listen.
What up, though, by the way?
What's up? I might as well get rid of my doggone Sirius XM subscription if y'all ain't going to be on the radio no more, because y'all the only reason I got the damn thing in the first place.
Oh, no.
You can get that app for us, baby.
Yeah, we got an app.
The app is free.
Yeah, New York has an app, and you can listen to us streaming that way. And you can just put that, if you got Sirius, you can just do the same thing, right? You just get the app and play it that way. You can get us that way.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize that. For
it's
real?
$3.99. It's $3.99, son. Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.
$3.99.
And you know what? Sirius does give you all music and stuff, too, but we bring that same thing. Like, we give you music.
Yeah.
Roy, we'll make sure we'll get you the app. All right? We'll make sure you know what app it is. All right?
Yeah, let me know what app, because, man, I can't. Look, y'all keep me going. I can't even do without y'all show.
Hey, we here for you, baby. We down like four flats, baby. Footprints.
Yeah, no, we got you, Roy. And we'll get you the number to call in as well. We'll get you the number so you can call.
I'm about to pull the truck over. Yeah, I can't drive without y'all.
Ah, no, man. See, you the heroes right now. You keeping Santa Claus going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need you guys. Yeah. We need you guys.
Santa Claus drive a truck too now. Come on.
Chris Kringle.
Roy, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Roy's one of my favorites, right?
Like, man.
He's from day one, right? He's definitely a day one kind of guy. So. Yeah, tomorrow we'll give out all that information about us, and we'll make sure we put it on Twitter and on Instagram as well. The app that's in New York that you'll be able to hear us regularly, the number to call in as well. We'll make sure that that gets out as well so that it's seamless. So, you know, after tomorrow, you know, we're out for a bit, and then we come back on the 3rd, and we'll be in New York.
Rejuvenated.
Right. So we continue.
I'm going to do what Aaron Rodgers do in the offseason. That's what I'm going to do
in my
2 weeks.
You're just going to completely.
I'm going to violently poop and vomit.
You're going to violently poop
and vomit. Yeah, why would you get all the parasites out? That's because he do.
This time of year?
You come to closeness. It's almost a New Year resolutions. New Year's resolution be number one.
So you want to start the new year clean?
Yeah, I want to get rid of all the bad stuff, all the parasites, all the processed foods.
His
crackers.
Body is cleansed.
I think I got a Twinkie still stuck up there from 1987. Need to get rid of it.
There's some things that just don't digest.
It's time to go.
It's just sitting there. I hear you. Let's get some news from Barton Hunt Nation. We got Jeff in Howard Beach hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Jeff?
Simple thing. It's frigid out is what we say.
Frigid.
Real? That sounds so distinguished.
Frigid though. Awkward. Good.
You know I'm a Dolphins fan, right?
I do.
This is New York radio. Stop caring about what the Dolphins are doing. Worry about the Jets.
No.
We got two more days, National.
Worry about the Jets and the Giants, not the Dolphins.
I don't know.
And one more thing. If the Dolphins-Jet game is winner-take-home, right? If it's winner-go-home, the last game of the year, Bart, guess what? I can't. Effing wait.
Oh.
Hey, but listen.
Jets.
It is my job to worry about the Dolphins because they on the train tracks when the Jets is coming through. You don't be on the landing strip. You don't get afterburn.
I love it. This is only going to get better. It's only going to get better.
Oh, fine. But this is the thing.
The deeper we get into
this
it,
is the thing.
It's only going to get better.
Finally, we hear from somebody from Miami.
Well, at least Jeff's got the.
They've been in
the
witness protection.
To call the show.
Yeah, they've been in witness protection all week.
Mm-hmm.
And now maybe they start to get a little swag from their coach because he's got a T-shirt.
I wish
from
it was
T-shirts.com.
I
wish it was colder.
T-shirts.com.
You got. What are you not showing? He got a thermal underneath there.
He actually had long sleeves underneath
the
T-shirt.
Yeah, long sleeves underneath a T-shirt. You wish it was colder. Then they'll do nothing but wear that.
Yeah, where are you at, Dolphins fans? We want to hear from you. We also want to continue with the calls with you. And also, someone's trying to stir up a little something.
Mm.
And it almost is like changing up. Now, there's different. We're going to play a game of like the where should this movie end? All right? And we'll tell you what one former player, what he thinks a great ending could be. And we'll discuss that after I tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you'll have access to the best qualified candidates available, and that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple. It's easy. It takes just minutes. And then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience. So you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. That's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs, the CD skipped, number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know he got a Christmas song, too.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, yeah.
Santa Claus, come to the hood!
Like I said, when we open
them Dane Brown City! Yeah!
Since this has been a success, next year now we can be creative and open it up to 64. And, maybe do it over like a two-week, a fortnight, if I may.
Santa Claus, come to the hood!
We can put that song and some others that didn't make it.
Yeah, Mr. Hanky should have been there.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo?
Should have been there.
Well, you never know. Mr. Hanky could be one of those off the top rope as we're handing the, hand the belt over, and it's like...
What's the new generation called?
By God, that's...
What's the new generation
that's
called?
Mr. Hanky's music.
What's the lactose called? What y'all call? What y'all... No, generation. What's these new whippersnappers called? These...
It depends.
Z, I believe?
Millennials?
Hey, Zen Z.
Gen
Z? No. Gen Z is like two generations ago.
Oh,
this is like millennials, right? Isn't that what?
Gen X? No, wait.
We back to
Gen X. That's me. Yeah. I'm Gen X.
I think I'm a millennial.
I thought you was a baby boomer.
Seriously?
Wow.
Wow. That's a.
There's some fighting words.
That's for Bobo.
All right, that's the kind of day it's going to be today,
Bobo.
Bart? That's for Bobo. Is that the kind of day it's going to be today, Bart?
That's for Bobo.
Is that the kind of day it's going to be today? Just let me know ahead of time so I can be prepared.
Can I let people know out there my three heroes? Because I want them to say I just got on. You know what I'm saying? It's Dom Smith.
We know it's Dom Smith.
It's Bobo.
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
It's Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Eric Gordon. And I don't play around with them. So if y'all want some real smoke, don't ever call up here disrespecting any of those dudes because that's family, son. And please, New York, we don't know. Don't ruin Eric Gordon.
When Bobo comes to New York, like when did the Magic play the Nets or Knicks next? Because when they come in town, we are getting him on.
Yeah.
Like that's not even, like he doesn't smile ever.
That's because y'all been slept, he's been slept on for 3 years.
Ever smile. God, like he just did a spin dribble, two dribbles, I dunked on your whole squad.
Everybody.
His bench is losing it. They had 50 points in the first quarter, and he was like.
Then he yammed up. Did you see how he jumped up and hit his navel on underneath the backboard?
He did.
That's how, yeah. Yep. He almost kicked somebody in the first row. Somebody almost lost an Usher. Eye. And, yeah, I was like, woo.
He knocked the hat off an Usher.
Woo.
Yeah.
Life just flashed before my eyes. Yeah. All I saw was a nightcrawler.
He's like Drago. Doesn't smile, doesn't do anything. If he dies, he dies.
See, I put up real number.
I beat the real champion.
Triple double on Giannis. Yes.
Like, I almost want to see him go up against somebody like KD.
KD don't want that smoke. Cross him up. Ooh, step back three.
Praying mantis on the court.
Everybody was talking about Wei Wei. I said, it's already a Wei Wei here. Y'all just ain't giving no. Malone should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, Wembanyama.
Wei Wei. He should be ashamed of himself. Malone should be ashamed of himself. He couldn't find a way to get this young man minutes after what he was doing in the summer leagues.
Well, we got to wait a while. March 23rd is the Magic are at the Garden. And on the 26th, they're at Barclays. So he'll be in town for a couple of days. Yeah. That's a perfect time.
I think I want to go to Disney World with Bobo. I'm going to call. We're going to get
getting
some
a little
Mickey
awkward, Hills. Actually.
That's my buddy, wherever I go, he'll go.
Well, like, what's hilarious is that you'll be all happy bouncing around, and he'll just be like standing like,
he's straight face. He's like the human version of Groot, and I'm like the raccoon.
I am Bo.
All right. Well, we got calls to get to. We've got Graziano to get to in a few minutes, but we also got this to get to, Bart. I want to play this game of where would be the best. If we could drop Tom Brady anywhere in the league after this season.
Yes.
And that includes Tampa. And just say, like, this is the best way it's going to end. Like, the next stop is the last stop, right? Yep. Whether it's go home, whether it's TV 12, right? Where he just goes right into the TV booth. Or he continues his career. So you said San Francisco.
It's natural.
You feel that's a great ending to the story. I said Vegas because it's like, you know, he gets a residency in Vegas. Every superstar does this. It would be amazing. And he's single again. Middle-aged guy, single in Vegas. Come on now. You know how that goes.
Go get the brakes beat off him, though.
Honey, I don't know how it goes personally. I've heard that's how it goes.
Would you want Josh McDaniels as your head coach? It's one thing for him to be your coordinator.
That's his guy.
It's one thing to be your coordinator.
Anyways. I thought we had sound of it, but we don't. So Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, of course, he told Fox News, if Tom really wanted to, I'm sure it would be an all open arms to go back to New England. I would just have to say all parties would need to want it. But he has the opportunity to go wherever he would love to go. It's Tom Brady. New England, Tom Brady. I would think that that's a Robert Kraft thing, where Kraft reaches out and says, we need you back here.
Yeah, that's some.
You could be the offensive coordinator. Like, you just run your own offense.
That's some overstepping going on right there.
And Mac Jones would then have to, of course, step aside. I don't like that. I like mine better. I like yours better than I like New England.
Yeah.
And Tampa feels like it's run its course. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And Ty Bowles, man, like, he finds himself in a tough spot because now the expectations are there.
It's not good
and,
for him.
And Tom Brady's raised the expectations. And if Tom Brady leaves, it's Kyle Trask or maybe Jimmy G.
Or maybe Jimmy G.
But still, that's not Tom Brady. Yeah.
Still not Tom Brady. Rob Ninkovich, good friend of the show. He talked about it on Get Up this morning.
I could see him very comfortably sitting in the booth and just right. talking about football.
At some point,
you
right?
know, let's just talk.
You
about
think
football.
This is his last year?
I do believe so. I do believe so. I think that he will evaluate this season, look at where he was, how it went down. It probably is going to be one of the bad seasons that he sure. probably reflects on. So I could see him. Easily riding off into the sunset, 375 million reasons why he would move on to the booth.
So he actually, Ninko thinks he's done. And he'll be, I guess it's Fox, right? He'll be in the booth with them on that huge contract that he's already agreed to, watching everybody else play football
so
and
sorry,
talking about it.
So sorry, Greg Olsen. Like, never mind.
I think Olsen's pretty good.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
But Brady's going to be front and center.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I don't see
Brady. There's a lot of pressure to be that, too.
Brady's not a studio guy. Like, he'll have to call games, right? Yeah. Like, you want him on a game live. You want his immediate reaction.
I mean, you had Drew Brees. That didn't work out. You had Witten. That didn't work out. It's not a home run. So, like, I feel like Tom, still, if he feels like he still has something to give, he's a lot more comfortable in football.
Yeah.
The booth is going to be there. That's tangible. That's effective true. When he leaves.
That's true.
But to be able to ride off in the sunset, this was a tumultuous year. After all the things with his family issues mm-hmm. being played out in front of the public, mm-hmm. now he gets going to off season where it is what it is. He yeah. lives across the street, got a house across the street from him. Mm-hmm. He can go over there, go to practice, be gone all day. When he get back, the kids can come over. He can see the kids or whatever. But he can have options to be able to do what he want to do, and he doesn't have to carry that weight. It's tough to go through divorce and be separated and do it in a public fashion. I mean, now I think his mind is going to be ready to lock in and focus and do the things that Tom needs to do to be the best player in the NFL, arguably of all time.
And we'll see where that is. But right now, he's got a game to play. And, you know, they've got a playoffs to make and a division to win if, of course, they have enough left in the tank to do it. All right, so we have Dan Graziano coming up here in a few minutes, and we'll get to dive deeper into NFL week. What are we at, 14? Week 14? 15?
Yeah, give it 15. Take. Give it take.
15. I mean, I'm just losing track, but we're just flying by.
No, it's got to be 14.
It's 15. He'll be through in a moment. But meantime, here we are right now. The Barton Hahn Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza in its semifinals. So for you to vote at Barton Hahn on Twitter, here are the matchups. The number 5 seed, Jingle Bell Rock, in a tough matchup against the seemingly unbeatable, indomitable Nat King Cole. Too good. Too good. I mean, you know this song. Mm. All right, so that's the one matchup. The other matchup, again, all voting at Barton Hahn on Twitter, is Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree.
Can't believe that one.
Yeah, it's surprising, actually, to reach this far in the semifinals.
Those are all Home Alone fans.
But did. Maybe it is from that scene. But Brenda Lee going up against another juggernaut, and that is Mariah Carey. Mm. We see where this is headed, Bart, I think, right?
Yeah.
We shall see, though, because the voting has surprised us. So there you go. Vote right now. We'll give you the results at the end of the show for the championship matchup for tomorrow. All right, your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We certainly will get to them. Hang with us. But we got Dan Graziano next. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Stay with us. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to the calls. In the meantime, we want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for everyday, for guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Dan Graziano joining us right now in studio. Dan, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys. How you doing?
Good. I'm stuck on Dan like a bad rash. He can't get rid of me.
That's right. Thursday.
He needs some A&D ointment.
It's like all day Thursday.
All good.
I kind of like what Dan's rocking right now, though. You see how he's like, you know, off the set, buttons open, collars open, got some taco meat, like, you know, out of the top there.
We call that some baby Tom Selleck right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Magnum P.I. Junior.
Do you ever think about
dated
a mustache?
Reference. Sometimes I wonder, like, if Bart's actually older than I am, but he's not. All his reference. He was talking about the movie Real Genius today. You know that movie?
No.
Val Kilmer, man.
I wish I was my brothers when we were kids. I thought we were like the only ones that knew it.
He had a lot of downtime as a player, and all he did was watch movies.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
so.
I'm a Truman Show. I was raised by my...
he's not older than I am. like his references, yeah.
His references are, though.
Yeah. Like the Truman Show. I was raised by TV, man. Nobody wanted to be around me.
Just put Bart in front of the television and close the door. He'll be fine.
The Simpsons again. Damn it.
But
lots to unpack there.
So much, actually. We were playing, like, you know, again, you saw the Gronkowski stuff about, you know, Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, he could go back to New England. Bart feels like, I like to play, how should the movie end?
Oh.
Like, the best way the movie can end, so we can drop Tom anywhere, and this is the best ending to the movie. So he says San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's home, an offense, a defense I can win a Super Bowl. Like, how perfect. One more and do it at home.
Right.
I'm saying Vegas because of Josh McDaniels, and, I mean, every middle-aged divorced guy goes to Vegas every now and then. And he could also do like a residency, like a lot of great stars do.
What was he going to do? Like
one man show, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, why not?
Like,
yeah,
like throw footballs into targets, like for
whatever it takes.
All right,
it pays
maybe.
Well. That's all I know. Or stay in Tampa, which feels like it's run its course, right?
I think so. Yeah.
And then there's of course back with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, which I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So what are you feeling on this? Because Ninko says he's going to stay. He's going to TV. He's done.
I was going to say, how about that possibility? Yeah. He doesn't play anywhere. That's going to happen one of these days,
eventually,
right? So I still got to believe that's the most likely outcome at 45, but. You cannot rule out him playing somewhere. Every quarterback would want to go to San Francisco and play for Kyle Shanahan, play with that supporting cast.
Right.
It is not. I mean, Brock Purdy just won a game kind of easily with San Francisco, and it was thrown in with very little preparation. So it makes a lot of sense. I think if you're Brady, when he went to Tampa, it was, you know, ready-made, just add quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's going to be looking, if he wants to play, he's going to be looking for a situation like that. And I don't think that's New England right now, right? I don't think it's Tampa right now. San Francisco makes a lot of sense. That would be a great ending to
the
movie.
Does it make sense for San Francisco, though, if you think about it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they have a lot invested in Trey Lance. So if you think he's going to be healthy and ready to go, at some point you're going to have to play him. Next year is going to be his third year.
Yeah.
So the clock's running low on that. If you feel like he's not going to be ready, or if you feel like he could use a year with Tom Brady in the building, then it would make some sense. But we'll see how it goes. I still think the most likely starting quarterback for San Francisco next year is Trey Lance, but obviously a lot can happen, and he's got to work his way through an injury. You know what would have been a great ending to the Tom Brady movie is if he had walked away after winning the Super Bowl his first year in Tampa. That would have been really good.
Yeah.
But he thought, and last year's Tampa team was good. He thought it was good. I'll come and run it back. But yeah, it's tough to go out on top. He had a chance. He had multiple chances, actually.
That's actually true.
And plus, I felt like he owed Tampa more than just 1 year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So it was like one of those things. He didn't want to win a championship,
right.
But then
the room?
And then the bottom falls out.
Yeah.
But it did. The bottom did fall out.
But I wanted to talk to you
they
maybe over the big picture of San Francisco. The fact that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan has been together for, 6 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And they have failed. They changed the perception of the organization. They failed to get them to the promised land and actually win a Super Bowl. So if they don't win a Super Bowl this year, how might that pressure be building where they will make a move like that for 1 year for a team like Tom Brady? Like, we assume that the
– that's a good question.
Yeah.
No, it's a good question because, like, are there obviously they're winning now. You look at their investments in, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams and all these great players. But I do think the ownership there takes a long-term view. You know, Kyle Shanahan, just the game he won last week put him over 500 as a head coach for the first time. Right? So it's not just that they haven't won a Super Bowl. They've had some bad years.
Yeah.
But then it seems like they're always injured. They're always banged up. And that's been an excuse. And certainly they've drafted a young quarterback, and he's going to need time. So I think it's bigger picture. Obviously, they're trying to win it. Some of those players that they have are, you know, a lot closer to the end of their careers than the beginning. So there is some urgency. But I don't get the sense that it's like Super Bowl or else they're on the hot seat out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, you can see that there's something good happening there.
Yeah,
it's a matter of just having that year where they don't have all these injury issues that just seem to come around.
Seattle's a coming.
Yeah, well, that's true. Dan Graziano joining us here
for them next year
in studio. That's going to be a question too.
Maybe Brady will go to Seattle.
Speaking of quarterbacks, and you know, again, you have your history of covering the Giants. What does this weekend's game mean for Daniel Jones? There's been so much talk about it, and we don't know where they're going. They look like one more loss, and that might push them over the edge. They might be done. Is there a lot riding on Daniel Jones here the rest of this season if he wants to stay with the Giants?
I saw somebody said it was the biggest game of Daniel Jones' career so
Jordan
far.
Jordan Hernan said that, yeah.
And I thought, and I love Jordan, that's my guy, but I'm thinking to myself, what was so far? Like, what is it replacing?
I don't think he's had it.
Because, I mean, what big game has he played?
Wait, are you saying Jordan Hernan is Captain Obvious here?
No, I'm just saying, like, it got me thinking. Like, of course, and obviously it is. Yeah. These stakes are higher than they've been for the Giants at any time during Daniel Jones' career.
It's fair.
But I think the organization is already, like, if he went out and won this game and it was on him and he delivered, you know, I think the organization's already seen that from him this year, right? I mean, like, he led them back from behind against the Packers in London and other games like that earlier in the year. So I think the hay's kind of in the barn. Yes, would it be a feather in his cap? Would it be a point in his favor? Of course. But I think their decision on Daniel Jones is really going to come down to, there's a number where it makes sense for us, and if he wants more than that, then it probably doesn't make sense for us, and we'll look elsewhere. So I think that's probably what happens, regardless of whether they win Sunday, whether they get to the playoffs, whatever. I mean, look, Jordan's closer to the situation than I am. Maybe he has a sense of that, whether it could have. But the sense I get is that he has shown them what they wanted him to show them this year, and he's Daniel Jones. Like, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you're going forward with Daniel Jones, it has to be at the right price so you can put other stuff around him that's gonna help.
Yeah, when you say that they've shown him, he's shown them, I would imagine it means he is what he is. Because I don't think he's shown anything different.
No, but, well, he's stayed healthy, right? He's gotten the turnovers under control.
Okay.
And he has nothing at wide receiver. Last year, they drafted a receiver in the first round, and they spent big free agent money to sign another one. The first guy is now in Kansas City.
Yes.
And the other guy, does anyone know where he is? Like, is Kenny Golladay, like, does he play?
He has not been.
Right.
Like, where's Waldo?
So,
seriously.
And Sterling
Shepard
got hurt.
I know
Shepard
where he is. He's at the ATM machine.
And, I mean, like, so it's been a struggle, and they know what he's working with and what he isn't working with. So I think, you know, that they kind of grade that on a curve as well. So what has he shown you? Yeah, he's shown you some toughness, shown you the ability to hang into games, not make the mistake that gets you beat. And these are all positives.
Okay. Well, Dan's got to run the Sports Center.
10-point course. 10-part course.
He's got to run the Sports Center.
10-part course.
This is always what he does.
I got 10 minutes.
I'm way out of 10 minutes.
You want to ask him one more? He only has to walk down the hallway. So.
Yeah.
Well,
the beauty of us doing our show here is this.
Well, I got the serious one is you know, Miami-Buffalo could be, you know, a major game that, you know, Miami still has an outside chance of winning the division. But have we made too big of a deal about the weather?
No.
So are the Miami Dolphins maybe not aware of the severity of the weather? And you've talked to Josh
Allen.
They can
be as aware as they want.
And you've talked to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tua seems to think it's mental, but what did Josh Allen tell you about the physical?
Yeah, he was saying, like, his ball placement has to be different in terms of, like, because the receivers aren't able to accelerate quite as fast or jump quite as high. So you have to trust your throws a little bit more, maybe put it more on their chest, more on their face mask, as opposed to leading them. So he was sort of rattling off specifics, which is to say, not just standing there saying it's all mental. Hembo sent me this. At Buffalo, Miami's last 10 games in Buffalo, they're 1-9 with an overtime victory, and the margins of victory are just brutal, 19-19, 16. Miami does not play well in Buffalo, and that's not going to be a new thing this year if it happens.
Dolphins do not do well in the cold. That was a great question.
Like my Dolphin sushi.
That's a great question.
We've been doing TV all day. Yeah. He knows what I got in my notebook.
You know what I'm saying?
Wants me to share it with the people.
And he also knows what I teased and never paid off until he asked the question. So
just want to throw my man a
hoop. That one.
My man.
It only took us 3 years.
That's teamwork right there.
Dan, happy holidays. We hope to talk to you on the other side when we're in New York. All the best.
Thanks
so much. Dan Graziano, ESPN
NFL,
insider. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your call's next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's get some more news from Bart and Hahn Nation. Let's see. Everybody wants to tell us how to say it's cold. So let's go through these quick. All right, yeah. Everybody, we're just going to get to you. Tell us and we move on. Because let's get through all these because I love it. I want to hear all the different ways to say it. So we got Tony in Jersey hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Go ahead, Tony.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
Where I'm from, I want to put another notch in Bart's belt. The saying is, it's hawking out.
Yeah. Where you're from. So that sounds like a Midwest thing, though, Bart said. So where are you from, Tony?
I'm from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh, so they say that in Jersey, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Be hawking.
Be hawking.
Be hawking.
Hawking out.
Hawking out. I like that, Tony. All right. Hawk. That's Tony. How about Nathan in Maine? How we say it up in Maine, Nathan?
You guys were saying brick with a CK. It's brisk.
Brisk.
With a SK.
That's brisk, baby.
Like brisk. Like, brisk. When, like when the drink. Like the brisk.
Like
it's brisk.
30 to 40 degrees. It's brisk.
So you know what?
Y'all get cold.
I bet you.
That's brisk, baby.
Nathan just blew my mind. You know what that is? Brick probably came from brisk.
Yep. And then people remix it or somebody was dyslexic.
You know what I mean? It could be that.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Everything has its origin.
Everything has an origin. Origin of word, please. John is in Texas. How do you say cold there, John?
It'll get cold there.
Man, I'm from East Texas, and we just call it cold as hell.
No, it's cold as hell.
Fair enough. We keep it simple.
Keep it simple, baby.
I appreciate you, John. That's one way to do it. Malik's in Brooklyn, though, and in Brooklyn, they say things a little different. Malik, tell us.
Hey, guys. I don't know where we were getting...
You're right.
We lost you. What'd you
You're
say?
Right, Malik.
You went out for a second, Malik. Did your phone get cold? Did it get brick?
I might have dropped this phone. All right, Malik calls back. We go to Georgia, talk to Terrence about it. How we doing in Georgia, Terrence?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, yeah, so much to like Bart in his region, man, we say, we allude to the hawk, but we give it a personality down here.
My.
So, you know, the weather's up and down in Georgia, so we might say the hawk is making a dress rehearsal sometime in late October. It's feeling kind of hawkish this morning. I put that on my Facebook page this morning. And then because I'm in Augusta, around April, the hawk always has his curtain call around Masters Week.
Nice. Mm. So the hawk's having its curtain call, meaning like this is probably the end of the cold.
It's a little hawkish.
Yeah, a little hawkish. It's hawkish today, though.
Terrence. Hawkish.
I like
hawkish.
That. I like that. That one's it. That one I like a lot. Let's go to Bart's.
It's not a bird race of the hawk.
Home state. In Michigan. We got Owen. Go ahead, Owen.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm from Michigan myself, and trust me, I have never heard hawk before. I don't know if it's just me, but I've never heard that phrase before. And then, first off, love you guys. I got one last question for you.
Go ahead.
Lions, they played the Jets this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Lions fan myself. Love Jared Goff, which is shocking because I hated the man a year ago. What is their playoff chances this coming week after they play the Jets?
If they get this one, man, they can go on a run because they got some tomato cans after that.
The schedule for the Lions, right? We looked at it yesterday.
Probably the easiest schedule remaining. And I don't think the Green Bay one, who knows if that's not Jordan Love.
By then?
Yeah, they got to. So,
the end
man,
of the season, right? If they win this one,
man, they can win 10 games.
Like, this is, you're looking at Jets, and they were playing in New York, at Panthers on Christmas Eve. Then you host the Bears on New Year's Day. And you're right. Packers in Green Bay.
Put it like this.
January 8th, and who knows who's starting that game.
Quick stat. Detroit in the last six games offensively, 20 touchdowns, only 16 punts, and 3 turnovers.
Wow. Yeah. That's a machine. Boy, it's an interesting matchup. A high-powered offense against
that. We need that Hulk.
Defense.
Hulk.
We need that sauce.
We need his hawkish.
Hawking sauce and everything else
like
that.
He's from the D. That's like killing your brother.
By the way, huge injury in the NBA. That we got to talk about because it could have a major impact. We'll discuss.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.